ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto number 7, Chapter number 14, Text number 11. Asvaghante vasyabhya Kamhan samvibhijyat yatha Apiye kamatmanodaram Nirnam stavato grahayatam Svahante vashyabhyaham Khamhan sambibhijyad yatham Apiye kamatmanodaram Nirnam svatavo graho yatam Svahante vashyabhiyaham Khamhan sambibhajet yatam Apiyeka matmanodaram Nirnam svatavo graho yatam Svaga even up to Sva, the dog, Aga, sinful animals or living entities. Ante asvabhyaha, unto the chandalas, the lowest of men, dog eaters and hog eaters. Kaman, the necessities of life. Samvibhajet, should divide. Yata, as much as deserved. Api, even. Ekam, one. Atmanaha, own. Dharam, the wife, Nirnam, of the people in general, Svatvagraha, the wife is accepted as being identical with oneself, Yataha, because of which. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. Dogs, fallen persons and untouchables, including chandalas, dog eaters, should all be maintained with their proper necessities, which should be contributed by the householders. Even one's wives at home, with whom one is most intimately attached, should be offered for the reception of guests and people in general. Purport. Although in modern society, the dog is accepted as part of one's household paraphernalia, in the Vedic system of household life, the dog is untouchable. As mentioned here, a dog may be maintained with proper food, but it cannot be allowed to enter one's house. What to speak of the bedroom? Outcasts or untouchable chandalas should also be provided with the necessities for life. The word used in this connection is yatha, which means as much as deserved. The outcast should not be given money with which to indulge in more than they need, for otherwise they will misuse it. At the present moment, for example, low-class men are generally paid quite amply, but instead of using their money to cultivate knowledge and advance in life, such a low-class men use their extra money for wine drinking and similar sinful activities. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 13th verse, Chaturvarnya maya shreshtam guna karma vibhaga saha. There must be four divisions of human society according to the work and qualities of men. Men with the lowest qualities cannot do any work that requires higher intelligence. However, although such a division of men must exist according to their quality and work, it is suggested herewith that everyone must have the necessities of life. The communists of the present day are in favor of supplying the necessities of life to everyone, but they consider only the human being and not the lower animals. The Bhagavatam's principles are so broad, however, that it recommends that the necessities of life supplied to everyone, man, animal, regardless of good or bad qualities. The idea of giving even one's wife to the service of the public is that one's intimate relationship with his wife, or one's excessive attachment for his wife, by which one thinks his wife to be his better half or to be identical with himself, must gradually be given up. As formerly suggested, the idea of ownership, even of one's own family, must be abandoned. The dream of material life is the cause of the bondage in the cycle of birth and death, and therefore one should give up this dream. Consequently, in the human form of life, one's attachment for his wife should be given up as suggested herein. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshuran Miladamena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnupalaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimade Bhaktivedanta Swamini Dhinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare Panchakalpatrubhyasya Kripasindubhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Namaha. Dogs, fallen persons and untouchables, including dog eaters, shall all be maintained with proper necessities, which should be contributed by householders. And even one's wife at home, with whom one is most intimately attached, should be offered for the reception of guests and people in general. It's very instructive for all the householders and for the leaders in the society, etc. And we can understand from these words, Krishna is very broad-minded. We see in organizations or in any companies or in general, any work you do, we have restrictions of people. But in Krishna's view, everyone is his children's. You know, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he talks about Advaita Sarvabhut, Advaita Sarvabhutanam Maitraha Karuna Evacha Nirmamo Nirahankaraha Sama Dukha Sukham Shami. Krishna says that that one who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living entities, which includes good, bad, regardless of the species, you know, animals, all kinds of varieties of species, all kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself appropriator and is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, who is always satisfied and engaged in devotional service with the determination, and with his mind fixed on me. He says that such a person is very dear to me. When someone becomes not envious and kind to all living entities, naturally he attracts the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's the criteria of a devotee. He attracts attention. Now he got the attention of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, because of those qualities he develops and cultivates. Krishna says that, you know, he openly tells to the world that who is dear to me. He's not telling that you are a pandit, you become dear to me. He's not telling that you are a very skillful person, you are very powerful, that you will become dear to me. No. He says very simple thing, that you know, you become a kind friend to all living entities, and that person doesn't harm anyone. And Krishna becomes very attentive to that person. And he says that with his own words, that he becomes very close, he pleases me very much. And you know, I got something from the from Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary, and he says that Advaita means one who doesn't have hatred even for those who hate you. It's something very interesting. You know, someone hates you, even to that person you don't have a hatredness. This is what the definition of Advaita means. It's not that you're friend with someone who is your friend. Also, you are friend with someone who is not your friend. And also, you are friend with someone who hates you. You know, this really proves that that person must be very spiritual. Unless you are a very spiritual person, you cannot be doing that. And Krishna says, this is the definition of non-envious. Even someone hates you, if you are not in my group, we don't like you. You know, there's a lot of groupism going on everywhere. You have to be in my group so that I will give you facility, I will take care of you, so that I make sure you reach your goal. If you are not in my group, no. You have to find someone. No, Krishna says, Advaita means you are a friend of every person, every living entity. What to speak of, you know, your group and your own man or anything. Even to the animals, even to the dogs, Krishna says, even to the people who are not behaved well, who are worth nothing much, even to that person, he doesn't hate. This is the standard. This is what it means, Advaita, non-envious. And further, he says, rather, he becomes friendly towards them, maitraha, and merciful to them, and thinking that they should not end up in unfortunate circumstances, because he is friend, he is non-envious, and he is very merciful. Due to that nature, he has that attitude that he should not end up in some doing harm for himself. So that maybe I have to be merciful. Doesn't matter whether he's our man, whether I know him, whether he's a living entity, animal, anything like that. But he karuna. The karuna means, the definition of karuna is that he doesn't want any unfortunate circumstances. He shouldn't face any unfortunate circumstance. That's what Maitraha means, the friendship, and mercy means. Further, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, how you can develop these qualities? It seems to be like it's really, like extraordinary, and it is not possible. And he says, but by making what type of discriminating powers can one have friendliness and mercy even to the enemies? Even to the enemies, how you can develop friendship and mercy? He says that one should not make any distinctions that he is your friend, he is your enemy, I like him, I don't like him. First of all, you stop making distinction. That is the first step to become everyone's friend, that you stop making distinction. And the second step is that do not become possessive. By non-possessive nature, once you stop being possessive, this is mine. This belongs to me. I control this. I own this. And he says that, for example, this is my children. This is my wife. He says this is called nirmamaha. When you think mamaha means attached to your own property, and nirmamaha means non-possessive, even to your own wife, you are not really make a possessive. I am your husband. You don't even you're not almost too much controlling nature, because you understand Krishna is Krishna's property. My wife, she also belongs to Krishna. Nirmamaha, by becoming non-possessive, this is the second step. And third, by not thinking that I am this body. I think I am this body. Once you think that, you become mamata. You become attached. Once you become attached, you'll make distinction. This is how the chain linked up. This all begins with thinking that you are this body. First, this is the nirahankara. This is the false ego. And this way, my devotee never develops any hatredness for any living entities. You stop thinking that you are this body, and do not become possessive. And the third step is don't make too much distinctions. And in this manner, this is the top qualities of a devotee. And Krishna says, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur actually says, he pleases Krishna so much. Krishna becomes so happy. Krishna becomes so happy with this devotee. Oh, look at this person. You know how nice he is. He doesn't even consider anyone is his enemy. This is actually the attitude of Krishna. Because Krishna himself thinks that everyone is my living entity, everyone is my part and parcel. Similarly, the devotee develops the same attitude of Krishna. And by doing that, Krishna becomes very attentive. Oh, look at that person. Wow. He has something extraordinary quality, that he develops non-hatredness even to his enemy. Who can be a better person than him in this world? So Vishnu, he pleases Krishna very much. Krishna becomes so happy. I am very happy with you. And he openly says in Bhagavad Gita that you pleased me. Once you develop these qualities, you remember that my attention is on you. I took a personal attention. He becomes very attentive. Krishna becomes very attentive to those devotees who develop these qualities. And he becomes a very great friend. This is what how a devotee develops Advaishata. And further, Prabhupada, even he says, dogs. I always see our Gaur Purnima Mataji, our dear Panchagoda Prabhu's wife. whenever I go to home, I see Mataji is giving some nice bread to the dogs and milk. Always there are dogs roaming around. even the dogs has bitten the pipes, the wireline pipes. 10 times at least, the dogs has damaged the pipes. 10 times, I have, we have patched it, rectified that. And still, the dog comes
you know, the householders.
It's a compassion. It's a householder's duty to take care of all these street animals, the cows, the dogs, and etc. This is actually an Indian tradition in those days. I have seen even the elders, my grandfathers, grandmothers. You know, in some part of the day, they used to throw all the grains for the birds, for the dogs, for all those the creatures. I remember I was traveling with one sannyasi for a couple of months. I used to every day personally serve him. And one day, you know, after waking up in Mangalarati, you go like 3:30 something, and by the time that Maharaj is already awake, and he's chanting his rounds, then I took all his mosquito net, and I just wrapped it, and put it in the trunk. Then I cleaned the place and then everything. Then he left, and then later on, after some time, and he told me, you should take that mosquito net out. And then he said, there are a lot of mosquitoes inside. You should let them free. You know, you cannot give a too much. You know, he said that let the mosquitoes go. You know, they are suffering inside. I said, wow, that's something extraordinary. You know, he's so much concerned about the mosquitoes. You know, I went there, I opened the mosquitoes, wrapped it around, and throw it out like that. I didn't even look at what is inside, what is outside. I was in rush, doing everything. And I wanted to catch up my rounds too, so I was running. And then he called me personally. I was chanting japa. He called me, call the devotee. I went there. I said, I offered my obeisances. Then asked Maharaj, what can I do for you? I said, very important. Oh, take that mosquito out. There are a lot of mosquitoes in the mosquito net. Then I heard, what? Then he had to go out and take all the mosquitoes. Don't kill them. Just let them free. Then he took that out and let the mosquitoes free. If you can understand that the more you develop the non-envious nature, you become a friend, a well-wisher to any creature. It doesn't matter. It's a mosquito, it's a dog, etc. Unfortunately, you know, Chanakya Pandit talks about the dogs and he glorifies the dog for their good qualities. And Chanakya says, the dogs, they have six good qualities that a human should learn from them. Who knows that? Anyone aware of it? The dogs have six good qualities that a human should learn from the dogs. Anyone read about that? He says, the number one quality is, the dog is satisfied with little. Doesn't matter, even the dog is so hungry, still is satisfied with little. I saw that on the other day, Gaur Bhagwan Prabhu was making poha, and the groundnuts were not fried nicely. And all the brahmacharis wrote me a letter. This is that standard is not good. And it was a big Allah. It's something which and unique qualities in every creature. We have to learn from every creature. It says that it's satisfied, which means, but when the opportunity arises, the dog actually eats more. And the second quality is that satisfied, nothing to eat despite having a strong appetite. This is the second quality. And the third, he talks about he sleeps very deeply. And the fourth, and at the same time, they have the ability to wake up at once. Immediately they wake up and there is a need. And the fifth one is unflinching devotion to their master. Unflinching devotion. Which means, doesn't matter even the master treats you badly, still the dogs are unflinching devotion for their master. And the sixth one is bravery. The dogs are not very strong, powerful, etc. But still, they have the bravery when there is a need to take care of their master. They will fight for you. And Chanakya Pandit says, these six qualities, the human should learn from the dogs, if you don't have it. And this is something very extraordinary quality which the dog has. And also we see in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about Sarvayoneshu Kaunteya Murteha Sambhavantiyaha Tasam Brahma Mahadyonir Aham Bija Pradahapita. Krishna personally, he himself tells that Aham Bija Pradahapita, that I am the seed-giving father of the every living entity. And Srila Prabhupada talks that in all species of life and in all forms of the life, they are all our swajana. Srila Prabhupada tells that all forms of the life, all species of the life, they are all our swajana, which means kinsmen, which is our own family. We have to treat the whole world like your family. That's what it means. That's what Krishna is telling. That aham bija pradhapita, everyone is related to me. And you have to see everyone in relation to Krishna. That's what it means. And Prabhupada tells that this is called a pandita, a learned person. A learned person is not one someone goes to a college and gets a degree and poses to the world or claims himself that I got a degree, I am learned. But Krishna says that Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavi Hastri Sunicha Sopaveka cha Panditaha Samadarshina. One who has the equal vision, that they are considering the whole world to be the family, and everyone is my kinsman, they are all related to Krishna, and Krishna says, he is the topmost scholar. He is a very learned person. There is no learned person than him, topmost scholar. Panditaha. Samadarshina, one who has the equal vision and he considers everyone and treats everyone to be the whole, he's my own family member. He's the topmost pandita. And Krishna, Prabhupada gives an example, even Krishna does that. Krishna hugs the calf and he pats them, right, you know, caresses them. And Krishna hugs the cows, caresses them. And Krishna hugs the gopis too. And we see that actually in Krishna book, that there are even buffaloes and many other animals. And Krishna is equal to all the living beings. Even Lord Ram, you know, with the squirrels, and he put that tilak, right? And Lord Ram took the hand, you know, with his lotus hands, he caressed the squirrels like that. And the three lines came for the squirrels. So Krishna personally does that. And also, further, we have an example from Chaitanya Charitamrita. We see in Sivananda Sen's life. Even Sivananda Sen showed the Vaishnava compassion for all the living entities. Be they be man or beast. Man or beast, doesn't matter. You know, when the dog was lost, that is a street dog. That's not even some kind of a homely creature. it said that when the dog disappeared, one day Sivananda Sen, he sent 200 men. 200 men to find the dog. All over. And finally, they were unsuccessful. I was amazed. You know, Sivananda Sen sent 200 people to find the dog. Where is the dog? And finally, when he ended up Puri, he saw the dog was with Lord Chaitanya. And even Lord Chaitanya was playing with the dog and, you know, throwing that coconut pulp. And the dog was in a very sporty way and he was catching all the coconut pulp. And then we know all that what happened to the dog. And the next day it disappeared and went back to the spiritual world. So this is some of the hints from our Shastra that our dealings with every living entities and what kind of feelings that we are supposed to have. And further in this purport, it talks about, it says that a low-class men are generally paid quite amply, but instead of using their money to cultivate knowledge and an advanced life, low-class men actually use their extra money for wine drinking and similar other abominable activities. In Ramayana, in Uttarakhand, the 73rd chapter to 76th chapter, we see that there was a Brahmana, his son was dead, I think most of us all know the story. The Brahmana, he went to that courtyard and he rang the bell, and he wanted to call the king and the ministers and everything, everyone. And he said that, "I didn't tell a lie until today in my life, nor my wife. We didn't harm any living entity. Maybe in the past life that my son is dead. Otherwise, it's king's fault. It's the king is not doing his proper duty that my son is dead." He was so much lament and repenting about the departure of his son. And he said that very soon we will also die, because we cannot live in the great lamentation. I will also die, my wife will also die. Lord Ram's ears, you know, he got that message, and then he called all his ministers, and then they asked, "Well, what happened? Why the Brahmana son is dead? How the Brahmana son is dead?" And after the discussion, Narada finally he comes to know that there is a person who is not qualified to do austerities, but he's doing austerities, and due to that, it is affecting your citizen. And after that, Lord Ram actually he went out to find who is doing austerity. When he went out and he went to the east, west, north and everywhere, he found no one is doing. He could see everyone's character is pure and stainless and great in morality, and the people are engaged in the devotional service very happily. He couldn't see anyone. And finally he went to the south and he could see someone hanging downwards with the head down, and he's doing a great tapasya. Ram could see that. When he reached there, and Lord Ram with a great awe and respect, and he asked the personality that, "What brings you to do austerity?" He asked him, "Are you a Brahmana? Are you a Vaishya? Are you a Shudra? Or are you a Kshatriya? And what is your intention behind your this Ugra act?" And then that person, he actually told Rama, and then Ram actually introduced him, "I am Lord Ram, please tell me." And then he said that, "I am doing great tapasya to become God." And then he wants to attain the heavenly kingdom. In the meanwhile, while talking, Lord Ram took his sword and he just chopped his head off. We see that all the demigods and then all the great personalities, they become very happy, and then they offered flowers and etc. And then it is said that, people, once you give position to the people of a low quality, obviously they will misuse it. It is said that if you have a Brahmana quality, you can claim that you have a Brahmana. You do the service of the Brahmana. If you don't have the quality of a Brahmana, don't try to imitate. Similarly, people are very much interested in to take some positions and be possessive, and they wanted to be leaders. But if you don't possess the qualities of a leader, you will be in trouble, and your followers also will be in trouble. Because if the qualities which leads your citizens, it's not the position, it's not your some degree, some kind of a skill. From inside, one has to develop, one has to have the leadership qualities that you feel for others, you care for others, you have the intention that you wanted to do welfare activities for every living being. These are some of the unique qualities of a leader. If you can't think about others' welfare, if you keep thinking about, "Oh, I wanted to hold this president's seat, I wanted to be president, next president, I wanted to be the GVC. If you just, then you are unqualified. This is what, I mean, I'm not telling you this, Shastra is, it's totally unqualified. You shouldn't think of becoming a leader or any kind of thinking of a possessive, you know, possessive, becoming possessive with some identifying with it, because you get some facility, people will, they will glorify you. These things will lead a tragedy. People, they will suffer. So you kill one man to save the whole humanity. We see even in the, I think in fourth canto, you know, the Brahmanas, they actually appoint Venuraja because there is no other leader. And we see the result. Venuraja is ready to kill the whole Brahmana civilization. And this is what here it talks about. If you are of a low quality, just stick to whatever your position is. Sthane sthitaha stutigadhan. Lord Chaitanya also says, if you don't have the quality of a sannyasi, if you don't have the quality of a a brahmachari, then you know you shouldn't pose. At least you should hide yourself. That repent, that I'm sorry, that I feel repent, that I feel sorry that I don't have this. At least you should identify that what is lacking in you, and then try to pray to Krishna that please give your mercy so that I can develop. Unnecessarily one shouldn't push or claim that I am a great leader, I can rule this, I can rule that, once your intention is not there. And Srimad Bhagavatam 7th canto also talks about that. Yasya yal lakshanam proktam pumsa varnabhya anjakam yad anyatra api drishyate tat teneva binirdishet. Narada Muni actually says, if one shows the symptoms of a Brahmana, symptoms of being a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, as described above, if he has appeared in a different class, still he should be accepted according to the symptoms of classification. He says very clearly, Shastra is very scientific and logic. It's not that you are born in a Brahmana caste, you become a Brahmana. No. You have to show the Brahmanical qualities. You have to show the leadership qualities. Then you will be accepted as a leader, accepted as a Brahmana. That's why it is said, this understanding is very important. That Narada Muni says that one may be accepted according to the caste of his birth if he has the corresponding qualifications. If you're born in the Brahmana family, you are a Brahmanical quality, okay. If you're born in a Brahmana family, if you don't have a Brahmanical quality, you shouldn't claim that you are a Brahmana. It's for namesake, we are not Brahmanas. The Prabhupada wanted that we wanted to create top class human beings in this world. That the society, organization, is supposed, the whole structure, the whole design, the infrastructure of the ISKCON, the ashram and everything, is to create top class people. That they go out, the people, they think, oh, here is a person who can take care of me. He really he shows the friendship, affection and compassion. It's something real, which is not a fake. It's not some kind of an artificial friendship. He really feels that every living entity is a part and parcel of Krishna. And the whole the system and the design is to help the people and create top class human beings, Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Prabhupada said that I wanted to create top class Brahmanas from our society. That's the very basic foundation is the Brahmachari training. People, when they join the movement, Shastra actually talks about 25 years of training. 25 years you train the guy to become of a good character. The Narada Muni says that Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto for Guru Hitam. Brahmachari Gurukule Vasandanto Guru Hitam Acharya Daso Nicho Guru Sudrada Saugrada. He says that the whole design of the Brahmachari system is to create gem-like peoples, just like gems and diamonds. And people, they develop these qualities and they become a real leader, they become a real Brahmana, they become a real devotee. That they are there for Krishna's purpose, for Krishna's intention. It's not just for a name fame, you put on the saffron and pose yourself a brahmachari, or just to become free from the troubles, just to become free from the trouble of a lady or from a family. It's not only that. It's more than that. You become of a qualified person to help people, to bring people towards Krishna. This is the whole design of the brahmacharya. So 24 years of training is just mainly for only one purpose, you know, to make you to develop all these qualities. Unfortunately, we see most of them are trying their best, but we see also most of the good sannyasis, they pop out from the sannyas and the brahmacharya ashram also. Just like, you know, even in Vrindavan itself, in the past 35 years, we see like at least 13, 14 sannyasis, I believe. Isn't it? You know, like if you count down from the day, you know, whoever has stayed in the ashram, they went out. It's like 13, 14 sannyasis. That's a big result. They stay in the ashram to develop all these fantastic qualities. And then they go out and preach. We see that, you know, when they, obviously most of them, they get married. And some of them, they bloop. It is there, but also we see the good result. And those sannyasis having many, many disciples, and they're spreading the movement. And that's why Narada Muni says, it's a basic foundation that you develop all these cream-like qualities. This ashram is meant for all these things. And then that's the perfection when such people develop those qualities. And finally, I would like to end up with one small story. It says that even one's wife in the grihastha ashram should be offered for the public's service. It's mainly, and whom one is most intimately attached. Prabhupada talks about the most important thing is that when you offer to the public service in the means, the husband and wife, they serve the guru. Serve their guru, and through his instruction, they serve the public. It's not that that she becomes a slave for the public. It's not like that. Just like, you know, for an example, you know, when there was an exalted grihastha couple of Ramanujacharya. Srila Ramanujacharya was traveling in South India, and he went to a place called near Tirupati, and he wanted to. He remembered there are two disciples of him. They were staying in that place. One is a very rich, wealthy person, and one is very poor, a householder. And Srila Ramanujacharya, he thought of going to the rich person, and he found he thought that maybe if I go to the poor disciple, it becomes too much that he has to provide me food for my disciples. And they have to take care of my, associates and everyone. I don't think they have that much facilities and resources to back up. So Ramanujacharya thought to go to the rich man's house, and then he sent his men, his disciple, go to my disciple's house. He's a rich, wealthy, and tell him that I am coming. He should arrange for all the facilities and everything. And then the disciples went ahead and then told him that your guru is coming, Guru Maharaj. And then immediately he arranged everything. And then when the disciples returned back and then told Ramanujacharya, what happened? And then his disciple actually told him, he's ready to serve, he's in a good mood, and he actually capable of doing everything. And then Ramanuja asked him, so did he pay attention to you? Did he take care of you? And then, because the rich man is a little proud, and he's a little, you know, very arrogant, and he only serves the big people, something like, you know, a problem with attitude. So Ramanujacharya could sense that from his disciples. So suddenly he changed his plan. He went to his the poor disciple's house. Suddenly went without any notice. He went to the house, the poor disciple, and he knocked at the door. And there was the grihastha's wife. She was there, and she was washing her clothes. And Ramanujacharya knocked the door, and she could sense that someone is on the door, and she ran into her room, and because she's so poor that she doesn't have even a cloth to cover herself, and she was having only one cloth. And when Ramanujacharya went in, and his disciple, she clapped the hands, and then Ramanujacharya immediately understood that, you know, the poor situation. And then Ramanujacharya gave her own sannyasi chadar cloth to his disciple. She wore it and she came and she begged forgiveness, and she started asking her guru that, how can I serve you? And then immediately she and Ramanujacharya told her that, you know, I am with my disciples, we need some prasadam, then we wanted to stay in your home for a few days. And immediately she ran around and went in the kitchen. She could see there is nothing there. Immediately she remembered that rich man. That rich man, actually, he was telling to her that if you can satisfy me, if you can satisfy my lust, then I can do anything for you. Immediately she ran to her that wealthy man's home. She told him that I will satisfy your lust, I will satisfy your body, your senses and everything, but I have one petition. Please help me serving my guru, and he is at my home. I wanted to please him. I know he is non-different from Lakshman. He is non-different from Balaram. So I wanted, he came as my guest with his followers. So she told him, and then she considered that the body and being chaste in the society, all these things, it's nothing. Once you wanted to please the Lord, she considered even chastity, or you know, people, what they will talk about. She dropped everything to please the Lord. She went in, and then, you know, she told that rich man, and then immediately he arranged for everything. Then after, in a while, she brought all the resources and they served her guru and the disciples, and they pleased them. After them, Ramanujacharya, he left some of the remnants for the disciples. And then she took that remnants and went to that rich man's house. And then she gave the remnants to that rich man, you know, who was having that attitude to enjoy her. Once that rich man, he ate the remnant of the Ramanujacharya, there was a sudden change in his heart. And immediately he felt, he woke up. He woke up from his ignorance. And then immediately he felt ashamed that what he was asking for. And what he was looking, and immediately fell down at the lotus feet of that lady and begged forgiveness. And then he told her that, please accept me as your son. And we see some of the examples like this. Very extraordinary disciples, very elevated and very advanced grihastha householders. And this is Prabhupada was talking about here. You know, you wanted to offer your share, your wife, your husband. Once you don't consider yourself as my possession, you know, it's a full mercy of Krishna. I think I will stop here. And if anyone has comments, questions, we have 2 minutes. Our famous Karbhajan Prabhu, who always has comments and questions. Srila Prabhupada also told that, you know, there is no need to give up your wife. You know, continue the preaching, continue the book distribution, continue whatever you are doing, DD worship, and you know, whatever, grinding the chandan, cooking for Krishna. It's the home is a temple already. And some of the disciples, even Srila Prabhupada said, they are more than three sannyasis. He indicated one disciple, he said, he's doing already three sannyasis' job. So what is the need for you to go to the forest and give up your wife? Husband and wife, they're already distributing books and serving cows and serving the deities, running the temple. In many of the temple presidents are husband-wife. You know, they run a temple. Thousands and thousands of people, they get benefited. So there is not really its need, because Krishna conscious process, it fulfills and it covers everything. Unless if it is too much trouble for you to live in a home. Unless if it is too much trouble for the preaching. So there is no need. Because you are already doing the job which you are supposed to do after giving up your wife. It's already your. And not only that, why you consider your wife as your wife? You should consider your wife as Krishna's property. That is the right understanding. You don't. That's the whole point is about mamata, the nirmamaha. The nirmama means you will not become possessive of what you got. You become nirmamaha, you start thinking, this is belongs to Krishna. Your wife is also Krishna's wife. And you don't have any rights to claim that she is your property. So once you develop that attitude, then you are already detached. You are already a sannyasi. You are already living in the forest. You are already, you know, crossed over everything we are supposed to do. It's more of an attitude than, you know, than the external things. You know, most of the time people are just like, you know, a lot of grihasthas, they're not really too much into the wife. You know, that she's chanting 64 rounds, he's preaching somewhere, distributing books. So the life is the same. The sannyasi does the same thing, the grihasthas does the same thing, the brahmachari does the same thing, everyone does the same thing. So it's so much emphasis is not on the external, oh, you should get her away. It's so much emphasis on internal, that you rectify yourself, that you don't think yourself the body, then you will not think that she is your wife. You think that she is your wife because you think you are this body. So much reading, chanting, it purifies you. Even Prabhupada said, you come up to the level of preaching among everyone, you know, grihasthas, sannyasis, whatever. If you start going to the forest, who will do the welfare activity for any human being? It's more about bringing together people and living together. Prabhupada wanted grihasthas communities in the farm. People will get benefited. It's not more about external, it's more about internal rectification. You know, even after becoming a vanaprastha, you can get attached to some other women. What to speak about your wife? You know, some woman you see, she's looking good, you get attached to her. You know, a lot of sannyasis, they get attached to women. A lot of brahmacharis, they get attached to women. So just being in the forest, it's not the solution. It's about, you know, taking the process seriously, chant seriously, you know, focus on Krishna, what he wants. It's all about that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah.